This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. With 24 candidates in Louisiana's U.S. Senate race, you'd expect it to be a barn burner.
This is the most under-the-radar Senate race that I can remember.
UL Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross says blame it on the presidential election.
It appears to me that it is sucking up all the air in the room. Nothing that's happening at the state level can compete at all.
Many of the candidates have tried to hitch their wagon indirectly to the Trump star by branding themselves as outsiders.
I think people are unhappy with the status quo. You know, we're seeing that with the support for Donald Trump. But in terms of this Senate race, they're hoping it'll sell, but it's not the truth.
Several candidates are openly invoking Trump and wooing the far right.
That slice of the electorate only makes up about 25% of Louisiana voters. So if you split that three ways, you don't have enough to make the runoff.
And making the runoff is key, which is why you have Democrats Campbell and Fayard battling each other and Republicans Bustani, Fleming, and Kennedy sniping amongst themselves.
It's not clear that there is enough support for two Republicans or two Democrats to make the runoff. That means that if you're a Republican, you want to be the Republican who comes in first among the Republicans. Where the Democrat finishes is really not of concern to you, unless, of course, that's higher than you.
Cross says the polarizing effect of this presidential race has changed Louisiana's jungle primary into, essentially, a closed party contest.
Neither party is particularly cohesive in terms of an overall message, so it leaves Louisiana voters with a very scattered field.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.